Welcome to Local Motion. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I'm here today with Anita Evans and Kat Fitzpatrick of the Nature Connection, and we're going to be talking about this organization today and how they're involved in Delta County and Olathe, bringing environmental education and activities to kids. Welcome to Local Motion.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, Kat, you're the new executive director of the Nature Connection, and we're definitely going to want to hear more about your background and what you want to accomplish and bring to this project. But first, I wanted to talk to Anita about the origins of the Nature Connection, because you were instrumental in developing this project over a couple of years, right?
Yep. And then getting, last 4 years.
Yep. And then getting the funding for it. And Delta County and Olathe ultimately received a $1.7 million grant for outdoor education and development here. Can you talk about how this whole project was initiated?
Yes, you bet. And it's just been a life goal for me anyways, to get kids connected to the outdoors. So it's been developing for a long time from a lot of different directions. So there are a lot of partners out there, a lot of organizations like the Forest Service, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, other organizations that I worked as a teacher myself to get kids connected to the outdoors. My husband and I worked with the Grand Mesa Nordic Council for many years on developing the Skis for Kids program. And so basically we wanted to see that develop and develop into some more sustainable outdoor activities for kids, connecting them to the outdoors, because so much of our experience with our own classroom kids and with the kids that we took out with Skis for Kids had no realization that there was any nature around them. Like, more than 80% of the kids that we take up for skiing on the Grand Mesa have never even been there in any season, let alone in the winter. So, you know, it's being able to let them know what their resources are and getting them to have that connection with that. So as a classroom teacher for 25 years in the Delta County School District and doing the Skis for Kids program, I reached a point in our personal lives where I couldn't do both, because the last year of teaching, which is 5 years ago now, we were taking 1,300 kids out up to the Grand Mesa or other areas. And so I had approached Delta County School District, who is one of our biggest partners, and said, you know, is there a way that, you know, you would support an outdoor education component within the school district if I retired? And they said yes. And so they were able to support me with a stipend, and we got more kids outdoors. We also created the science boxes for teachers for second through fifth grade. We're working on kindergarten and first this year. And so that was the first year, is just developing more outdoor education. We got sixth, seventh, and eighth grade programming that year. Middle school is one of the most difficult ages to get connected to the outdoors, because it's harder for teachers to be able to take a classroom of kids out, because you have so many shared teaching assignments. And then at the end of that first year, we ended up having the opportunity to talk with the Great Outdoors Colorado lottery fund people, who give a lot of their lottery fund money to outdoor activities in Colorado Parks and Wildlife to connect kids and connect people to the outdoor activities. And they were starting a new program called the Great Outdoors Inspire program that was just right where we were at, wanting to expand and connect kids and people to outdoor activities and get them more involved, get them away from the growing trend of them focusing on electronics. It's, you know, so many research pieces have come out stating that kids are spending 7 to 9 hours on screen time and 7 to 9 minutes outside with free play. So the whole Inspire project was focused on trying to get kids reconnected and away from screen time. And that was our goal. Our goal was to connect. And there were so many other organizations also on that same path at the same time that we were working with. We were working with Colorado Parks and Wildlife, getting out to the parks. We were working with U.S. Forest Service with our More Kids in the Woods program for skiing. We were working with the BLM and Colorado Canyons Association, getting kids out into the canyons, working with Western Slope Conservation Center, with our River Park Days, Conservation Days. You know, so little pieces of outdoor education were happening. But what we ended up doing was creating a coalition, the Nature Connection, of these partners and more. Solar Energy International was another one, Interpretive Association Western Colorado, you know, many other private people also were all supporting our efforts in trying to get kids connected. So we created this coalition of approximately 15 organizations to apply for this GoCo Inspire grant, planning grant, and we got it. We were just thrilled because we were one of 25 coalitions across Colorado to receive funding to be able to develop this dream of connecting kids in our area to the outdoors. Our grant area became Delta County and Olathe, so all six communities where schools were, because the schools are our youth hub, how we could do that. And then we did a lot of surveying the first year and a half, basically, to try and figure out what it was that would help us reach that goal. And we did 4,000 surveys, 3,600 of which were with kids. And the big things that came out from kids and adults alike were, we don't have the gear, we don't have the knowledge of where to go or what to do when we get there, and we don't have the money to be able to connect with those places, either transportation-wise or just because we don't have the time, because we have to be working. There are a lot of working parents that are not able to get their families out. So, you know, the whole design of our implementation grant that we created over 3 years' time was to be able to try and solve those problems. How could we get gear to kids? So we came up with the gear hubs. So we have this, our central gear hub in Hotchkiss, and we have three gear hub satellites, one in Olathe, one in Delta, and one in Cedar Edge that we'll be developing over the next 3 years with this grant that we just got through GoCo Inspire. So we worked for hundreds of hours and literally, you know, hundreds of meetings over 3 years' time for our planning grant, and then just submitted that last fall to be able to apply for the real funding to be able to make it all happen. And each of these communities went from these huge, grandiose ideas of what they wanted, you know, like big, huge archery venues or a rec center with a pool or other things that were really out of the reach of what this grant could actually do funding-wise, because those are multi-million dollar projects. And be able to narrow the focus down in each community to the core things that would help get those kids outdoors. Through the GoCo Inspire grant, the three things we focused on were place development, program development, and pathways to jobs in the natural resource sector. So we have a teacher liaison in each of the high schools. So that is a paid position through our grants. And that allows that teacher to be able to focus on creating a club, the Youth Outdoor Network Club, in each school, connecting the kids that are really focused on what it is to have a job in the natural resource sector, or maybe they would just want to explore that that option. So through speakers that we are bringing into the classroom, and for we have four field trips each year to be able to do stewardship projects or just exposure to different things that they have not been able to do, like a raft trip down the river, and then exploring jobs in the natural resource sector. So we, through this grant also, we had applied for this, the GoCo Inspire implementation grant after the planning grant, and did receive it, and now have funding to be able to fund approximately 44 positions a year. So this is an economic development for us also, because the outdoor education field is just booming across Colorado. And I cannot tell you how many people want our resources that we don't quite have set in place yet, but we have had calls, we have had so much interest in doing this for kids, connecting youth groups such as schools, churches, scouting groups, partners programs, you know, you name it, whatever youth group opportunity is out there, we try to serve that within Delta County and Olathe and beyond. For example, our ski programming, Skis for Kids programming goes from Ridgeway and Ouray all the way across the Western Slope around to Glenwood Springs Elementary School. So we have all of this area that we're serving across the Western Slope. But this particular grant that we have money for the youth in Delta County and Olathe for jobs.
If you're a parent out there and you want your kids to be more involved in this, how would you find out? Do you just call the school and say, who's the teacher in charge?
Yes, absolutely. And you can do that. You can call each school, and I can tell you right now, if you'd like, what teachers are are involved. So in Paonia, it's Jim Frazier is the Youth Outdoor Network Coordinator liaison. And then in Hotchkiss, we have Sarah Marshall. In Cedar Edge, Kevin Dunbar. In Delta, it's Ben Graves. And in Olathe, for those people in the listening area in Olathe, it would be Aaron Wilcox. So we have those five teachers are in their schools with the Youth Outdoor Network Club. And they should be having meetings weekly. And they do quarterly activities with those kids, bringing them out to the nature spaces that we have here. Even if they do not belong to the Youth Outdoor Network Club, they can still sign up for activities. For example, for the raft trips that we're going to be having this fall, we have, I know that some clubs do not have, 25 kids in their group, but we do take other high school students also by first come, first serve after the Youth Outdoor Network has that opportunity. And you can also check our website. On the our website, we have a tab for Youth Outdoor Network specifically just for the high school kids to be able to check it out. We definitely welcome youth blogs. So if you have had an experience and you want to write about it or a question, send it in. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram accounts all under the Nature Connection.
Okay, great. The way that you're trying to connect kids to nature is basically through, you talked about the three different areas for which the grant was going to focus on.
Correct.
They can get conservation education and job training if that's something that they want to pursue.
Absolutely.
What are some examples of trips or ways that they can participate in that area?
Right. The four field trips that we have set up this last year, for instance, and I don't know whether it's going to be exactly the same this upcoming year, but we have a raft trip that we set up in the fall with Colorado Canyons Association in cooperation with them as one of our partners. They have the permitting. They have, the river gear. And so we'll be getting kids out on the river with an overnight with the Youth Outdoor Network and as a day trip for some ninth graders who choose to participate in that activity. We also have a forestry day. So the U.S. Forest Service, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and some other people all combined forces to take, last year I think we took over 100 kids up to Grand Mesa to do a series of seven different stations that they went through that had to do with forest health. So learning a little bit more about those particular things out there. We've also in the past done with the BLM a trip to Pleasure Park and have put some wire cages around cottonwoods and done some stewardship activities out there to make sure that we have healthy riverbanks and that it's going to be appealing also to the public so that we have all of those things combined. We also have a winter trip that we plan yearly where we talk about the CAIC, Colorado Avalanche Institute, came out and did a talk about how to be safe when you go out there in the winter because we want you to be safe. And we got to get out on cross-country skis and play around a little bit with that and look at the snowpack and the science of snow. So those are some of them. And then we also have a celebration at the end of the year at Schweitzer State Park where we brought in a climbing wall from Bill Heddle's Rec Center. They have a portable climbing wall now, so we had that, and we also had archery and paddle boards and canoeing out on the lake, so
lots of great stuff. Yeah, part of what you're doing is hiring a lot of people to manage all these programs, and in addition to that, you're also hiring some kids, right?
Right.
Some kids can get some paid internship.
Right. Right, and definitely, and because this program has expanded so fast and so quickly and the demand is so high, we really do need a staff. So we have, at the Nature Connection now, we have our staff, we have our executive director, we have a program director, we have an executive assistant, and we'll also be having a VISTA come on board, a VISTA volunteer that will be here assisting with our programming. We have 8 trail crew that we are hiring this summer to be able to put in 7 to 10 miles of mountain bike single track behind the North Fork Rec area. Next year, we'll be hiring again because we want to put some out behind the Hotchkiss High School and connect those two trails with a few little BLM connecting sections so that we can maybe get a mountain bike team together for the Delta County School District, because that's something that was requested. Over 50% of our kids requested bikes as the number one piece of equipment they want. They don't have it, so we want to provide that opportunity. We have two Nature Connection Hub interns that are going to help us with our summer programming and our gear library. There are some Hub interns also in Delta that we're hiring this year. We will be hiring next year also Hub interns for Olathe and for Cedar Edge, not this year because they're just working on getting their feet on the ground. We have a Delta and a Cedar Edge and an Olathe program director for their hubs that will be just for the summer and possibly for some year-round stuff. We're working on developing that. We have three farm interns that we're hiring this year and a couple backpacking interns and two fishing and guiding interns that we're doing through some of our partners. So Timber to Table is our fishing intern provider, and the farm interns are going through Thistle Whistle Farms. So we have, you know, a lot of great partners out there who are helping us give these jobs to kids through grant funding and some shared costs also from there.
And it's also giving kids an opportunity to apply for a job maybe for the first time in an area where they're interested.
Absolutely.
There's not a whole lot of places where you can get experience like that until you graduate high school. So they'll be ahead of the game if they want to work in any sort of outdoor recreation area.
That's our goal. We want to give our kids the advantage. So giving them the opportunity to how do you apply for a job? And that's all part of it. What they have to do on the website, they have to click on the application, they have to send us their resume, they have to have references. And you know, also we are providing training in addition to these internships. You know, for example, we have a WSI and a lifeguard training that we'll pay a significant portion of. They have to pay a little bit. And we're also hoping to get some first aid training out there and possibly for our trail crew, some trail crew training so that they can put that on their resume as a bonus, because that's something that they've had experience with that maybe other kids don't.
Kat Fitzpatrick is also here, and this is her first day of work. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
You are from Basalt, and you're now the executive director of the Nature Connection. What is your background, and what made you want to apply for this job?
Well, I was born in Aspen and raised in Basalt. When I was growing up, my mom was actually the recreation director for the town, so I was kind of thrown into every possible activity that you could do. I'd go with her to work. So I had that background and a real appreciation for the outdoors, and I loved being outside, and the Roaring Fork Valley is a really, really special place. So I had that, and I loved living in the mountains and just being in Colorado. After graduation, I came back to the valley, and I lived in Snowmass and Basalt, and every job I got was something to do with recreation and the outdoors, and I loved working with kids. And so I got to run a special rec district, and that was my big introduction to, you know, getting grants and seeing things from a bigger picture than just like one small town. And so I definitely was really involved in Basalt and the town and loved recreation. But there's a lot of development and growth that has kind of come to the valley, and you know, it was just sort of losing its little special touch with me, and I started looking elsewhere and kind of kept finding myself being pulled over here. And you know, I was lucky enough to go down the Gunnison Gorge and explore Peach Valley a little bit, and every time I came to town, you know, everyone was so nice, and so I was really drawn to the Hotchkiss Delta area. And then when I found this job and started looking into it, I was just blown away that this is even something that is possible. And so I was just completely excited and, you know, got my things together and my references, and, you know, I was kind of all in from the beginning, just really hopeful and definitely very excited about this, because it's something that I haven't seen anywhere that I've been in looking for jobs in recreation and outdoors.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like you're sort of made for this. So what are some of your goals? What are some of the things you're excited about doing for this organization?
Well, I'm still learning a lot, but I'm excited about everything. My first goal is just to really recognize and honor the time and love that was put into creating this organization, because it's years and years in the making and, you know, hundreds of hours, and it was really well thought out. And so I think to continue it, I need to bring in my passion and my love for this project. And so my goal is just to kind of honor that and keep that good energy and enthusiasm coming every day. And then, you know, I think the results will show themselves as we get further into this, when, you know, the places and the projects are going and you see the results and you see the kids out there on their bikes and having fun, and you can really see how it can light up a community just having people outside. And, you know, I think the thing I'm most excited about is having so many different partners on board from different towns. And it's something I haven't seen before, where, you know, we all live in this amazing place, and a lot of times one town will kind of keep to itself and then the next town kind of does their own thing. But here it's, you know, the whole Delta County and Olathe really coming on board to be one team and, you know, joining together with a mutual appreciation for the outdoors. So I'm really excited to kind of throw myself into that and just experience that and learn more about everything.
And I actually had a question about the amount of partners that you have, because I know, you know, applying for grants, often they want you to have a lot of partners because they want to spread the wealth, so to speak, and have lots of people have access and input as well. So you're working with Western Colorado Community Foundation, Delta County School District, Educational Foundation, Olathe Schools, the Town of Olathe and Hotchkiss, the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Western Slope Conservation Center, Solar Energy International, Colorado Canyons Association.
And there's the list more, goes more on.
Yeah, and the list goes on. And it sounds like, you know, there are a lot of benefits to that, because obviously these are the organizations that are already working outdoors, so they can provide resources and education. But I'm wondering, sometimes it seems like there are challenges as well to working with that many people, because you're trying to coordinate that many different organizations that all have these different goals and get them all on the same page and make sure that the representative is ready for whatever kind of scheduling you're trying to do. Can you talk a little bit about the challenges of working with so many organizations, and also what you feel the benefits are?
Right. Well, there are incredible benefits. Everybody wants what's best for their kids. And when we've talked to all of these different organizations, everybody has been working towards connecting kids to the outdoors because, and for example, you know, the U.S. Forest Service and the More Kids in the Woods program and the EKIP program and all of these others are focused on getting kids connected to our public lands. Same with the BLM and Colorado Canyons Association. So people want to know how to connect our kids and how to get that love for nature instilled in them so that we can keep some sector of our public lands public and just build that. So that's huge, that whole piece. And all of these partners are involved with that same goal in mind. How do you get kids to understand the incredible resources that we do have here? And yes, there are incredible challenges. We have 16 now, actually 17 MOUs. I just signed another one yesterday that we're working with all of these different organizations. And that's really important to be able to understand what different roles each one of these organizations has. The Nature Connection is acting more as an umbrella, a conduit to be able to connect the resources back to the youth hubs, which is our schools. So Delta County School District and Montrose County School District in Olathe have both committed to this program and getting kids connected to the outdoors. But a teacher in their classroom doesn't always know how to get that done because they don't have the time and they don't have the resources to be able to figure that out. They don't quite have the network. So we are the kind of that network. We are the connection, the nature connection, and we want to be able to connect those partners with the teachers to be able to allow for that outdoor programming to happen. And we'll be doing some of that ourselves also. The Skis for Kids program now is under the Nature Connection umbrella, so it is what we do. We'll also be doing some other programming at schools on the grounds there, or on the grounds, for example, at North Fork Rec right next door. We have a pump track now that's just completed. We're going to be adding a low ropes course there that we'll be doing our programming at. It's right next to our hub that we have right there in the old Montessori building for those people out there who know that. So a lot of different pluses and minuses, but basically, you know, they're all aimed at that same goal of trying to connect kids to nature because they are nature. You know, how are we going to make sure that respect for our natural resources is continued with some type of an emotional bond?
I remember when this whole project came to my attention, one of the first things I thought was, well, my kids are already outdoors all the time. They're just wandering out into the BLM or they're in sports activities. And so I didn't quite understand why there was a necessity for this. It's in our backyard. Can you talk about who this is going to serve that maybe people don't realize? Some people listening might not understand that not everybody does make those connections and how it's going to serve communities that we're not thinking about.
Absolutely. And, you know, first of all, it's geared towards all kids, because all kids, you know, if they have that shared experience with each other to be able to get outdoors, then they're going to talk about it with their friends. Then they're going to want to get outdoors with their friends more and do more things that maybe they haven't had an opportunity to. So maybe your kids have had that opportunity, but maybe they haven't had every opportunity, like getting out on paddle boards or doing archery or something else. So we're trying to expand that whole view, that whole array of outdoor skills, so that kids can try things out that maybe they haven't had the opportunity to. The other piece of that is, in our area, we have a huge economic disadvantage to a lot of our kids. They don't have the resources to be able to do anything except for get to school and get home, which is provided by the school district. So if we can get some of those opportunities to connect to the outdoors through the school systems, then we know those kids who couldn't do it will be able to, and will be able to have that opportunity. And those families, you know, it's funny because on the field trips, you get parent volunteers that might take the day off, to be able to take the day off to get up on those outdoor activities with their kids. And I have had more than one parent come up and say, wow, I wish, this is the most valuable experience I think we've ever had. Where can we go ahead and rent this stuff? So to me, it's you're connecting not only the kids, but their families to outdoor activities, and all kids, not just, you know, the ones who can afford it, or the ones whose parents happen to have the time on weekends to be able to do it, or the gas money to do it. But we have all of our kids in our community here.
How have you witnessed these kinds of experiences helping kids so far? And what does a connection with the outdoors and outdoor recreation do in terms of developing life skills and overall well-being? Why is this so important?
The pieces that I think make it most impactful, that make you realize how important it is, are things like when skiing along with a student from Delta this last year. It was so amazing. It was a fourth grader who didn't want to go, and she was crying and she was fussing, and she just did not want to get out there for that half a mile ski that we were going to do, because she knew she was, you know, she just was really uncomfortable with it. And so I took her next to me and we were skiing along, and I find out that, you know, she was afraid she was going to die out there. And, you know, because she had heard of another student, and, you know, this was several years ago, who went on a downhill trip with another school who did actually die in their community, did not go out on field trips for several years after that. And so we talked about the difference between cross-country skiing and downhill skiing, and how we're just really hiking in the snow, and how, you know, this is just, you know, she's not going to, and we're here with this big group of people who know what they're doing, and we're going to take care of you, and this is how you ski. And then we started talking about her animals and, you know, all of that other stuff that got her thinking about other things, and by the end she was just smiling and beaming, because it was a healing thing for her to be able to understand it's safe to go outside. it's really a safe thing to do. And you just don't know. You don't know where these kids are coming from or what experiences they had or what fears they have. And, you know, another thing is, you know, from a couple of high school students that we had at our outdoor celebration just a couple weeks ago up at Schweitzer State Park. You know, they don't want to go out backpacking because they'd be too afraid or they don't know where to go or what to do. And here we have this backpack trip for a week that we're going to go up into the Cimarrons with these kids, and they can go with their friends and they can go with us and with people they're familiar with so that they know that they're safe. And this is a very an easy way to be introduced into what really is out there and what incredible beauty we do have available to us.
Kat, I know you sort of grew up around being involved in outdoor recreation. What did you witness growing up around it, and why is it still such a big part of your life?
It's something that I think really has helped define who I am. Growing up, being outside with my friends was the start of lifelong friendships, and, you know, going on hikes together or backpacking or even just playing sports outside, playing soccer, you learn a lot about each other and you create a friendship that you can't create any other way than actually being outside and being active together and sharing that experience. So I have made lifelong friends through the outdoors, and you know, I found myself over the last 6 years not referring to some of my childhood friends as friends, but my adventure partners. And because, you know, I'm like, if, you know, who am I going to call if I want to go for a hike? And I call them up. Yeah, we're ready to go. And, you know, they're really true bonding experiences. And I think for me, it's a family thing, you know, growing up with my mom being so active and stuff. But a lot of my favorite memories from growing up are family trips that we would take to get outside. And so we would go and dirt bike in Utah. You know, I learned how to do that when I was 5. And then every year we go, and if we're not on the bikes, we're out climbing the rocks or playing in the dirt or, you know, doing something. And it was always a family affair. And, you know, so I got to grow really close with my family. And I see that a lot in recreation and in the outdoors with, you know, even in coaching soccer, the parents are all together and we travel and they camp, and, you know, they create those bonds and those friendships while the kids are creating friendships. And at the same time, the families are growing closer together. In Basalt, I was a part of creating this BMX track, and, you know, a lot of people didn't like it. They kind of didn't really know what BMX was. It was sort of new to the Valley, and they thought of like the punk rockers and, you know, snow or skateboarders are like, no, we don't want that here. And, you know, we pushed through and we built it, and watching it grow over the years from a couple of kids after school riding it to an organization is growing, and then they're competing. And then now if you go on Wednesday nights to go watch the BMX, there's tents everywhere. The families have set up their trucks with the tailgates down and they're grilling, and it's a potluck, and it's just like the most social event of the week, and it brings those families together, and it's really special. And it just started from taking a bunch of dirt and making it into a BMX track. So I love watching those things happen. As I was fortunate enough to experience them, I feel you know, really pulled in the direction that it's what I'm here to do. And that's why, you know, I love doing it, and so I'm excited to bring that here into Delta County.
Great. Well, I've been talking with Anita Evans and the new executive director of the Nature Connection, Kat Fitzpatrick. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk about this exciting opportunity for our kids here.
Thank you, Allie.
Thank you.